We're continuing our look at Paul's defense before King Agrippa II in Acts chapter 26. Starting at verse 17, we read, "I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to them to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me." Now, what was Jesus calling Saul to do? It begins with, "I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God." If ever there was a three-point sermon, it's right there. Notice first that the Gentiles, as well as the Jews, are blind to spiritual truth. Jesus says, "I am sending you to them to open their eyes." Now, I find that fascinating. Can a man open another man's eyes? Obviously not. But Jesus can. The prophet Isaiah made this prediction about the coming Messiah. "I will give you a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness." Isaiah 42, verses 6 through 7. The truth that we see in this calling is that the unbelieving Gentile world was blind to spiritual realities. That's what Paul will later write in 2 Corinthians 4, 3 through 4. "And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." As one person put it, the devil actively participates in blinding the minds of those who don't believe in Jesus to keep them from coming to faith in Christ. His purpose is to keep them from seeing the light. Well, let's settle on that statement for a moment. As John Stott notes, contrary to what some might think, this opening of the eyes did not mean intellectual enlightenment only, but conversion, to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. If there is one fault that I would cite from fundamental evangelical teaching from the latter half of the 19th century to the latter part of the 20th century, it is the constant theme of the intellectual enlightenment of the Scripture. Somehow, becoming knowledgeable about the Scripture was akin to conversion. So the emphasis was upon learning the Scriptures, but did it lead to true transformation? Hardly. It's a difficult thing to say, but in many cases what we produce were scripturally enlightened sinners, not transformed Christians. While Christ called Paul to preach the gospel, to open the eyes to truth, and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that, friends, is a conversion that demonstrates a radical transfer of two things: allegiance and rulership. It's a two-way deliverance, from the darkness of satanic rule to the kingdom of light. The motif of darkness to light is one of the most prevalent ones in all of the Bible. It ranges from the Old Testament to the New Testament. So perhaps it would be good to do a quick survey of some verses that speak to that. We'll start with Isaiah 9:2. "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." We'll see more of this next time on Verse by Verse.